The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we are taking the rare step of putting out a short news update because the Associated Press and many other news organizations have called the 2020 presidential race. Joe Biden has won the White House and has been elected the 46th president of the United States. His running mate, Kamala Harris, now making history as the first woman and first person of color ever elected vice president. After 3 days of close vote counting in battleground states, Biden became the projected winner in Pennsylvania today. And with those 20 electoral college votes, he surpassed the 270 required to become the president-elect. As for the popular vote, Biden is also ahead, though both candidates already broke the previous record for the most votes. The count so far shows about 75 million Americans voted for Joe Biden, and about 71 million Americans voted for President Trump. Now, keep in mind, it's not unusual to call the race before the total vote count is complete. That actually happens every election year, once enough votes are in for the analysts to do the math and feel confident about their call. All right, so what comes next? Both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will address the nation tonight from Wilmington, Delaware. Already, the Biden campaign put out a statement from Joe Biden. It says, quote, "I am honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in me and the Vice President-elect Harris." It goes on to say, with the campaign over, it's time to put the anger and harsh rhetoric behind us and come together as a nation. It's time for America to unite and to heal. We are the United States of America, and there's nothing we can't do if we do it together. But President Trump is not conceding at this point. He put out a statement of his own saying, quote, "The simple fact is this election is far from over." He points to some of his legal challenges still pending in swing states. He said, "Beginning Monday, our campaign will start prosecuting our case in court to ensure the election laws are fully upheld and the rightful winner is seated." But again, Biden is the projected president-elect, according to every major news outlet like the Associated Press, New York Times, Washington Post, Fox News, NBC News, and more. And this presidency will have a lot of firsts. Joe Biden was already one of the youngest senators in history. He was sworn into the U.S. Senate at just 30 years old in 1973. Well, now, when he moves into the White House in January, Biden will be 78 years old, the oldest American president in history. Biden is also the first person since Ronald Reagan to win the presidency on his third try. Remember, he made a couple of unsuccessful runs at the Democratic nomination in 1988 and again in 2008. Then there's the new vice president-elect Kamala Harris. As we mentioned, she'll be the nation's first woman vice president. And as a Black American and South Asian American, she's also going to be the first person of color to take on the role. Her husband, Douglas Emhoff, will be the first second gentleman and the first Jewish person to move into the official vice president's residence. Within an hour of news outlets declaring Biden the winner, huge crowds started gathering on the streets of Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, mostly full of Biden supporters cheering, singing, and dancing together. We've also seen caravans of cars waving Biden flags and honking their horns. But there are also some small groups of Trump supporters who have turned out to protest in places like Erie, Pennsylvania and Lansing, Michigan. Of course, this has been a hard-fought race on both sides. And the race was even closer in some key states than the polls suggested ahead of Election Day. Trump held on to key states like Ohio, Iowa, Texas and the key prize of Florida. But in the end, states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan that went for Trump in 2016 made the difference in this race by going for Biden this time around. We actually talk about those results, Trump's legal challenges, and get more analysis of what happened and what comes next in our typical special edition Saturday episode that came out this morning. So be sure to tune into that, and then we will be back on Monday with another news roundup and all the latest. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the weekend.